talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Well, folks, this one's got me going out of my mind. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be joined in just a couple of moments by candidate for the 18th Senate District, Chris Alfheim. So excited to speak with her. But before that, I promised you all that we would close this topic out together. I've been triggered, I guess would be a word, by the Catholic charity dinner last night, the L. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner, white ties, crystal, champagne, roses, very fancy, New York City. Not only because they invited Donald Trump, not only because he told completely disgusting and inappropriate and disqualifying jokes, not only because he sat next to former Milwaukee Archbishop Dolan, but also because on the day of that dinner, the Catholic Diocese in Los Angeles announced an $880 million settlement to 1,353 victims of church and priest-related sexual abuse. Not only because of that, but because Dolan sitting there was one of the leaders of the Milwaukee Archdiocese that helped that archdiocese drain money from its coffers by slamming their funds into a cemetery trust and then declaring bankruptcy. So that when compared to the settlement in LA, Milwaukee victims got a paltry just north of $60,000 a piece. Can you imagine that, being sexually abused by a priest for years and they cut you a check for 60 G's? Whereas the LA Archdiocese, those victims are getting just under $500,000 each. Shame. I was asked just before the break by one of my favorite callers, Gary from Sussex, if I fear hate mail from Catholics. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic grade school. But that Catholic upbringing taught me the difference between right and wrong. And what's wrong is what the Milwaukee Archdiocese did. What's wrong is that Archbishop Dolan was effectively promoted to the Archdiocese in New York by helping to perpetuate that wrong. $60,000 doesn't make a victim whole. Frankly, it's kind of insulting. And by the way, I think it's even lower than that, because I didn't adjust that $21 million. I'm actually going to do math on the air, everybody, because it's important to get this right. So $21 million less about $6 million in fees lives about $15 million. That was the size of the Milwaukee settlement. And that went to some 330 victims. Oh, yeah. That's $45,000 a piece. And it's not just that. The fact that just this month, the Milwaukee Archdiocese blocked in federal court Attorney Josh Call's effort to unseal some of the evidence relating to abuse that came up and out during their bankruptcy proceeding. Objected to it successfully. So more cover-up. The whole thing just grosses me out to no end. Mary from Mount Horeb texting in and saying, what strikes me about Gary's call is how seemingly acceptably he referred to the activity of hate mail. Like, oh, of course that's going to happen. Mary says this, as someone who is also raised Catholic, I would find it hypocritical for practicing Catholics to engage in hate mail. I'm with you, Mary. We need to be able to have these conversations and call wrong out when it's wrong. That's part of the problem of today. Matt from Middleton, you say what?
Hey, Maggie, I wanted to remind people that a lot of people thought Donald Trump ran for president because Barack Obama made fun of him at the Correspondents' Dinner. But I wanted to bring up Condoleezza Rice was on the Bulwark podcast, and she basically said, which is true, that MAGA and Donald Trump's campaign is a campaign of civil war. It's all about violence and intimidation and minority rule. And people like Gary, who put their pocketbook ahead of country and ahead of the well-being of others, you're just not a good person, in my opinion, and you need to look in the mirror.
I hear you, Matt, and I think people are good people. And we've got to try to speak to their better angels to call them out from the darkness. Come to the light. It's a big tent. We're here for you. I know one of those big tent bridge builders. She is my very special next guest. My next guest is Chris Alfheim. She's running for the 18th District Senate seat here in Wisconsin. Got a damn good chance of locking that one up. So excited to have you back, Chris. Thank you for your patience in getting to you. I needed to let people air out some of their feelings about this last topic. Welcome back, Chris.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, those were pretty heavy topics we just headed in with. And I'm just going to sit here and shake my head. I'm not going to chime in on that. I'm going to make the face I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to shake my head. It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. Folks, if you want to see Chris's facial expression and mine every day, because I got a terrible poker face, don't forget you can always catch my show and the entire talker lineup on Civic Media's YouTube channel and streaming live on Facebook. Chris, this is the last stretch before the voting begins shortly, right? And then concludes on November 5th. The Fox Valley, this is where everybody is talking about. This is the hot spot in the state, no doubt.
It is.
Your opponent has said some complicated and uncomfortable things. What do you want voters up in the Fox Valley in the 18th district to know about what are your top priorities and the contrast that you want to draw between yourself and your opponent?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is I want to talk about the real problems that we're all feeling at our kitchen table. And I want to talk about the solutions. I don't want to talk about fringe issues that aren't actually affecting kitchen tables, because we do have issues. It is more expensive today. We do have to deal with the fact that childcare is out of control and unavailable in many cases. We do have an issue with the employee base and making sure that we have a great crew of people ready to continue the efforts in the business and manufacturing district of the Fox Valley. We do have an issue with women having rights taken away from them. Those are real issues. And those are issues that are hitting our kitchen table. And everything else right now, again, If it's not impacting our kitchen table, it should not be at the top. That doesn't mean that we can't talk about those things, but should they be our number one issue? No. Let's be real. Without question, the people of the Fox Valley want, and the people of Wisconsin, want to move forward. Yes. They don't care if you have a red flag or a blue flag. What they are tired of is you standing on the edge and not doing anything about it. So I am all about find the purple in every conversation. Not every good idea comes from the side of the blue. Not every good idea comes from the red. And neither side is always wrong. And we have to get back to acting that way. In the Fox Valley, and I truly believe this is a magnificent district, we are now Appleton, Menasha, Neenah, and Oshkosh. We have four medium-sized communities. When you put those together, our district is actually one of the, if not the number one most urban district. Mm. We have four big school districts. We have four municipalities that both have been strangled financially for over a decade.
Yes.
We must remedy. We have more globally recognized manufacturing industries in our district than most others. We have more small businesses and healthcare facilities than most other districts. We not only are in charge of taking care of ourselves, our 154,000 voters, but all these other districts rely on us to be the resource, the center for business, the jobs, the healthcare. We are so incredibly important, and it is wonderful and really needed that the four communities are now one body. And we can function together for the good of the Fox Valley to ensure that we are the best place to live, to work, to raise a family, to open a business, to do all of those things. And it will take a balanced mindset to ensure that happens.
Folks, that's Chris Alfheim. She's running for the 18th Senate District. She's going to be on the ballots. If you are up in that Fox Valley area in the communities of Neenah and Menasha, Oshkosh and Appleton, it is when I look at sort of the economic engines of the state of Wisconsin, of course, you've got southeastern Wisconsin, right? You've got the excitement around our flagship university in the state capital of Madison. But there is no question that in that top three has always been the Fox Valley. And I think Chris, your points about having those four large school systems, right? Mm-hmm. The manufacturing presence, the desirability of that region of the state to live in, it is a bellwether in my mind, because it is so relatable. The struggles and what people are feeling and thinking is really universal, right? It is this cross-section of not just Wisconsin, but America in a very meaningful way. When you talk about building an environment that is supportive of manufacturing and small businesses, ensuring adequate local governmental funding, you talked about education. If you could give people just a little taste of what your ideas are from a small business, manufacturing, and educational perspective. And I also want to toot your horn a wee bit. You are a member of the Appleton Common Council. You're the vice president of the council. And every time I see someone that's served in multiple levels of government, that is a person that I trust, because you've actually seen the operation of government and you know what it's about. So if you wanted to just address those subject matter areas a bit, Chris, I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, what irritates me is when conversations take place in silos.
Yes.
If the conversation we talk about is funding schools, that's not the right way to deal with it. If the only way we talk about the employment issue and needing more workforce development, that's a mistake. We have to realize that whether it be childcare, whether it be education, whether it be a library in your community, all of that is part of making a community attractive to bring in talent as well as maintain that talent as they grow through our school system. If you want to talk about the K through 12 system, if you want to talk about the university system, SD18 has the University of Oshkosh. We have organizations, including the healthcare industry, that desperately needs people to work, get a career, and stay here. Why would we starve a four-year program that offers programs that we need and then complain that we don't have enough people? You can't do that. And so what I beg of people is that they understand that every issue that's out there is a much more complex issue than a talking point. We have to realize that in this day and age, I don't care who you are, if you are trying to help the community be better, if you're trying to reduce crime, if you were trying to get people off of welfare, the answer is help kids get educated. Make sure they're food, they're housed, they're healthy, and they're educated. If we do that, it is the best thing we can do for our future selves. Children are our community. They are our bosses. They are our business owners. They are our employees. We have to realize that is part of our obligation and our opportunity in Wisconsin, period. And then we have to look at our communities. Every one of us is feeling the pinch, right? That's a reality. We have to accept that. Groceries are more expensive. Our property taxes are up. Why are our property taxes up? Probably because our municipalities and our schools are 38% behind in funding where they were a decade ago. Where do the funds come from? The municipalities and the schools are then having to retain that or to push that out onto the taxpayer. We can address that. Proper funding. You want to talk about what to do with the excess budget? How about we just pay off some of the debt that's been accrued in these municipalities? Just pay it off. That would immediately help us all be better. We can come up with answers that will help us all.
Yeah, as the state sits on billions in surplus.
There's a reason it's there.
There is a reason it's there. And the knee jerk of, oh, let's just give everybody like tax rebates and tax refunds does not address these underlying problems that impact every community across the state, urban, rural, industrial, agricultural, no matter what your demography is, it's touching your community. I'm so excited. Chris is going to stick around for another segment. I'm joined this half hour by Chris Alpheim, candidate for the 18th Senate District here in the state of Wisconsin, up in the Fox Valley. If you live there, she will be on your ballot. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We dig in more with Chris after these brief messages.